You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Carnivorous Plant Society with My Mum Is Proud of Me. We've got Finn from Carnivorous Plant Society in the studio. Morena.
G'day.
How are you going?
Really good. Hey, great to be here.
It's great to have you up here. You're playing a gig this weekend, which is exciting.
Yeah, we're playing three gigs.
Busy weekend.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit, before we start talking about the gig, tell us a little bit about this record, because we were just chatting off air. It's quite different to the last Carnivorous Plant Society album.
Mm.
It's got a very kind of Latin America flavour to the whole thing. And we were just chatting about the album cover as well. It has a picture of the Amazon jungle on it. So what's going on in this record?
Well, the record is a bit different from our other ones because it's got an entirely different band this time.
Aha.
Yeah, the guitar player is the same,
right.
Tam. But this one just was because a good friend of mine, Mike Barker, offered to come and record at his studio, and it was an opportunity too good to miss.
Excellent.
And he's a very good drummer, and just kind of was a opportunity to make a different project,
mm-hmm.
and But I guess I was thinking about actually not even it not being a Carnivorous Plant Society album, but it was kind of sounding pretty much like Carnivorous Plant Society. So, and you know, get it played a bit more on the air if it is.
If we know who it is.
Yeah, the branding.
Got to keep that brand identity going there. But it does actually have that continuous kind of thread coming through from your last projects. But something that I've always enjoyed about what you make as a band, I guess regardless of who's in the band, is it's got this quite interesting vision for each record. You know, you had your wonderful complete world that you'd built with the last album, and you had the zine that went alongside it. Mm. With this one, it has got this kind of like different hemisphere, different energy kind of to it. What were you thinking about when
I'm
you
made
you this?
I'm glad you noticed. Well, I guess I went on a big trip with my partner to South America a couple of years ago, and I've just always really loved music from around there, and playing the trumpet really fits that kind of genre. Mm. So I thought it'd be really nice to get it a bit more into that sort of South American vibe.
Mm. And how did the rest of the band, like this new sort of iteration, The Plants, we should say, this is the name of this record.
Mm.
How did this kind of new group respond to the writing? How does the writing process work for a Carnivorous Plant Society track?
Well, I usually kind of, mostly I do things just on the piano with a little bit of paper,
mm-hmm.
and then I make that little bit of paper a bit more prettier, put it on the computer, and then bring it to a rehearsal. And then kind of just let it go from there, and
cool.
whoever's playing the music, I just sort of let them make it kind of, it always gets a bit of a mind of its own.
Mm.
And so this last recording was quite under rehearsed, really. We just sort of had a couple of jams and then went to the studio and let things just kind of evolve. And yeah, it was kind of nice to just sort of like, yeah, I just do that little bit of paper bit and then just kind of just give it to the people and they
see where it goes.
Yeah.
It has got like a lovely freshness to it, I think, probably because of that. You can feel the energy in that song of improvisation and collaboration coming through strongly.
Mm.
And it's going to be performed this weekend, as you say, 3 shows. What's the tour looking like?
Well, this is the end of the tour. We just finished a 26 date tour, I think.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Well, you must be knackered.
Yeah, I am a little bit. I'm still feeling a little bit jaded. Yeah, it was last month, like we played every single night, and we had every day off was just a big driving day.
Nice.
We had like 3 or so big driving days, but yeah, so it was tiring, but we had a really good time.
Cool.
I just loved getting to do so many gigs, and they were all pretty successful and things, and
awesome.
Got to go all around the country and hang out with a new band.
Your favourite stops?
Oh, well, Musselin. I always love the Musselin a lot. We got to play in Fairlie, which I love the pies there so much.
They have got famous pies.
They're so good.
Very good pies.
We got to play at this kind of big hall in Christchurch, the Great Hall. We got to play at the Festival of Colour in Wanaka. And, we just played everywhere, really, eh?
It's awesome when you do a big tour like that, you get to stop into these little spots where maybe you'd never think to put on a gig, and suddenly you find there's all these people who live there who want to come and listen to it as well.
Yeah, and it's kind of quite a special thing in those areas because I don't think too many bands go to a lot of these places. And they've got a good memory for you. They always like remember the other times you've come and like...
Cool.
Yeah, they're kind of excited about it and it's good.
Gets a bit more of a, like, I guess, going to the theatre kind of a night energy to it, maybe.
Yeah, and I think kind of it's quite a good opportunity for the people in these small communities to have a good sociable time too, and they sort of catch up with everyone and have a bit of a boogie.
That's what you like to hear and what you like to see as well as a band. I guess it must be really gratifying to have people up and dancing to your music.
Oh, yeah, although I'm actually not a huge... I don't really mind as much as some musicians about dancing. Because I'm not a big dancer myself.
Yeah.
I actually think it's fine to sit down and watch too. Like,
totally.
But yeah, it is good when people dance, but I'm not a huge fan of like just playing to make people dance, which sometimes when people are dancing, bands can get in a bit of a mode like that and start to play covers and things and
play songs that they know will get people moving rather than maybe what they want to play.
Yeah, and you kind of almost get a bit lazy with your own playing. You're kind of just trying to be funky and upbeat. making people move, but
it's not all about that.
No, not all about that.
Well, you've sold out two shows at the Wine Cellar, which is pretty awesome, Friday and Saturday. But if people are thinking, oh, I really want to go and see Carnivorous Plant Society, and I feel like a nice little drive in the sun on a Sunday, you're also playing at the Lee Sawmill Cafe.
Yeah, we're going to play at 4 p.m. So it's good for the kids. And it's a good opportunity for people because it's the last show of this big tour. And we've got this new band, which... it's very different from every other time anyone would have seen us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving the new band, although also looking forward to playing with the other band again too.
Love them all equally. All the musical children. Thank you very much, Finn, for coming in and chatting to us this morning about Carnivorous Plant Society on tour with a new record, which is very exciting. If people want to go and get the album, where's the best place for them to do that?
Just Bandcamp.
That's the one.
Yeah. Awesome. Or Spotify if they don't want to pay for it.
I reckon go and pay for it. Jump on Bandcamp. That's the one. Finn, thank you so much for coming in.
Cheers.
Have a lovely end of tour. We're going to listen to The Tunnel now.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.